Right across the province, power was down, affecting an estimated 10 million people.
This is an NBC News special report. Here is Brian Williams.
Good evening once again from Blacked Out New York. Here is the latest on the blackout of 2003. There's now power coming on slowly from the east to the Midwest. We're still in the dark here in New York, still working with emergency generators here.
The audio here from CTV in Toronto and NBC in New York is part of TV network coverage of a really significant event. It's August 14th, 2003. A cascading series of electrical grid failures sweeps across the northeastern United States and Canada. In moments, more than 50 million people are without electricity. Traffic lights go out. Subway trains in major cities come to a stop. Office and apartment tower elevators stop, trapping people inside. It's a major story. But the TV reporting you hear off the top here is of no benefit to the 50 million. They cannot use TV or the internet. There's no electricity. The reporting here is for people in the areas not affected. In Toronto, most of Ontario, nearby New York State, Ohio, and more, with no electricity, the primary source of information is the radio. I'm Paul Cross. This is Crosstalk, Season 8, Episode 1. The great power failure of 2003 is 20 years ago. I remember it well. It's afternoon, and everything that runs on electricity loses power. It's a day off for me. I do not have a shift writing and delivering national radio newscasts today. I'm listening, though, to local radio. I still remember hearing one local talk show host seeming to make light of the idea of people being stuck in elevators. I thought that was really insensitive. But in minutes, the gravity of the situation becomes clear. In no time, Toronto's main news-oriented radio stations are in full coverage mode. What matters here is what's happening and how people are being affected. News Talk 1010, 680 News, AM 640 all dive very quickly into all-out coverage. Indeed, while reporting on the story on national TV for people not in the blackout area, CBC anchor Peter Mansbridge specifically points out, while talking about people trying to leave the office towers and workplaces in downtown Toronto, the importance of radio.
It was all very orderly, lots of smiles on faces, lots of people listening to radios. It's a big day for radio in Toronto, as most television networks not being seen, obviously, with no power. Battery-powered radios are keeping people informed.
Yes, in times of crisis such as this, local radio keeps people informed. Radio has backup systems to keep it on the air, generators for transmission towers and studios, because we have the operating imperative, we must not let the radio station go off the air. I make this point again today in context of several recent developments and ongoing crises. As I write, we are days into a crisis in Hawaii, where wildfires driven by hurricane-forced winds have wiped out a town and taken down the cell phone towers. The official messaging I see from public authorities there says, tune to local radio. I have not heard one TV reporter or network make reference to local news coming from the radio, but a lot of mentions of the idea that people can't find information without phone service. At the same time, wildfires have knocked out cell phone towers in parts of the Northwest Territories. Communities are being evacuated as I write. Significantly, the 20th anniversary of radio's shining moments during the blackout of 2003 comes during a summer of controversy and crisis for radio itself. Each of these issues is worthy of a future episode itself, but very briefly for now, radio is in some peril today. Car makers want to stop including AM radio in their vehicles. There's some progress against that in the United States, and some resistance, and an appalling virtual silence from the major radio broadcasters in Canada. Several AM radio stations across Canada have been shut down this summer, the companies that own them claiming they can't make them profitable. Broadcast companies are awfully wound up about Facebook and Google refusing to let links to news be distributed over their platforms because of a new federal law, Bill C-18, the Online News Act. I'll go into that another time. The new Broadcasting Act has been passed, but the focus is on streaming and Canadian content from big companies like Netflix. And as far as I can tell, the CRTC, which licenses radio and TV stations in Canada, has issued not one word about the radio stations taken off the air and others that say they are very close to shutting down. There is failure all around us. Consumers who are media illiterate and unaware, broadcasters who have lost focus, a federal government that didn't take good advice. I'll try to tackle each of these issues in coming episodes. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach podcasting and radio.